This is the Sakka Merli of the 14th of August 2026. Essence, sweet children, ask yourself every day, how pure have I the soul become? The purer you become, the happier you will feel, and the more enthusiasm you will have for doing service. Question, what effort must you make in order to become as elevated as a diamond? Answer, become soul conscious. Let there not be the slightest attachment to your body. Stay beyond all worries and stay in remembrance of Baba alone. This elevated effort will make you like a diamond. If there is body consciousness, understand that your stage is weak and that you are distant from Baba. You have to look after your body because you have to attain your Karmateet stage while in this body. Song, look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you children. The mercury of happiness rises in those who cut their sins away with the power of yoga. You children can know from your own stage for yourselves. When your stage is good, you are very interested in doing service. The purer you become, the more enthusiasm you have for making others pure and yogi, because you are Raja Yogis and Raj Rishis. Hatha Yogi Rishis consider the elements to be God. Raja Yoga Rishis consider God to be their father. Their sins are not cut away by remembering the elements. They don't receive power by having yoga with the elements. No one of any of the religions knows about yoga. This is why none of them can become a true yogi and return home. Now you children can know your stage for yourselves. There will be happiness according to how much you souls remember your father. You have to check yourselves. You children can know one another's stage as well as your own stage. Each of you have to check that you yourself don't have any body consciousness. If there is body consciousness, understand that you are very weak and that you are very distant from Baba. The Father orders you, children, you now have to become like diamonds. The Father makes you soul conscious. The Father doesn't have any body consciousness. It is the children who are body conscious. You become soul conscious by having remembrance of the Father. Continue to check yourself. How long do I stay in remembrance? The more you remember Baba, the higher your mercury of happiness will rise, and the more worthy you will make yourself. Don't think that any of the children have reached their Karmateet stage. No, the race is still going on. The final result will be announced when the race has finished. Then destruction will begin. Rehearsals will continue to take place until you reach your Karmateet stage. We cannot speak ill of anyone. Everyone's result will be known at the end. There is now still some time left. This Dada also says, sweet children, there is now a short time left. At this time, not a single one can reach his Karmateet stage. Any illness, etc., is called the suffering of karma. No one else can know about that suffering. That pain is internal. No one has created a constant and stable stage as yet. The more you try to achieve this, the more sinful thoughts and storms will come to you. You children should experience so much happiness. Is it a small thing to become a master of the world? Wealthy people remain very happy because they have huge mansions and all comforts. You are now receiving infinite happiness from the Father. You know that you will claim your kingdom from Baba. They don't experience as much happiness with peace as they do with their wealth. Sannyasis used to leave their homes and families and go and live in the forests. They would never accept money, but only chapatis. They have now become so wealthy. Everyone worries a lot about money. In fact, a king is concerned about his people, and this is why he keeps all the materials for war. In the Golden Age, there is no question of war. You children now have the happiness that you are going to your own kingdom. There is no question of fear there. There is no question of tax, etc. It is here that there are concerns of the body. It is remembered the Swami, the Lord, took you beyond all your worries. You know how much effort you are now making in order to go beyond all worries. Then there won't be any worries for 21 births. By remembering Baba, you will remain unshakable. The story of the Ramayana is based on you. You are the ones who become Mahaviras. The soul says, Ravan cannot shake us. That will be your stage at the end. At present, anyone can shake. There will be worries. When the world war begins, you will understand that that time has now come. The more effort you make to remember the Father, the more you will benefit. Now is the only time to make effort. Later on, there will be a lot of upheaval of destruction. Now there is attachment even to your bodies. Baba himself says, look after your bodies. Those are your final bodies, and it is through those bodies that you have to make effort to reach your karmateet stage. For as long as you live, you must continue to remember the Father. The Father says, children, may you have a long life. The longer you live, the more you will remember the Father, and the more elevated the inheritance you claim will be. You are now continuing to earn an income. Keep your bodies healthy and free from illness. Don't be careless about this. If you take precautions with your food and drink, nothing will happen. By keeping your behavior constant, disciplined about everything, your body will remain healthy. These are invaluable bodies. It is with these bodies that you make effort and become deities. Therefore, the greatness is of this time. You should have this happiness. The more you remember the Father and the inheritance, the greater will be the intoxication of becoming like that Narayan you have. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that you will be able to claim a high status. Check to see how much happiness and intoxication you maintain. The poor should have even greater happiness. The wealthy worry about their wealth. The Kumaris among you have no worries at all. Yes, if someone's friends or relatives are poor, they have to be looked after. continue to awaken everyone. If they don't awaken, for how long are you going to continue to help them? Baba says, become serviceable yourself and allow your wife to do spiritual service. You are Baba's helpers. Everyone needs help. What could the father do on his own? How many could he give the mantra to by himself? I give you the mantra and you then have to give it to others. Continue to plant the sapling. He continues to tell you, children, as much as possible, continue to become a helper and give the mantra. Tell people, it says in your scriptures, that everyone was given the message that the Father has come. Therefore, remember him in order to claim your inheritance. Don't remember bodily beings. If you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, your sins will be absolved and you will claim your inheritance. Many have been listening to and relating the Gita. The well-known term in that is Man Manabhav. Remember the Father and you will receive liberation. Sannyasis also like this. Mariachi Bhav means liberation and life. When you children belong to the Father, he says, children, you souls have become impure. You will not be able to return while you are impure. This is something to be understood. You people of Bharat were Sato Pradhan. You have become Tamo Pradhan, and you now have to become Sato Pradhan again. Therefore, the Father says, make effort and you will claim an elevated status. You have been performing devotion for birth after birth. You know that there was at first unadulterated devotion. Devotion is now so adulterated. They even worship bodies, and that is the worship of the elements. Deities are at least pure. However, at this time, all are Tamo Pradhan. Therefore, worshipping also continues to become Tamo Pradhan. You now have to remember the Father. You mustn't speak words of devotion. To say, O Rama, O God, is also an expression of devotion. You mustn't call out in that way. Here, there is no need to say anything. You mustn't even say Om Shanti again and again. Om Shanti means I, a soul, am an embodiment of peace. Souls are that in any case. There is no need to say it. If you say Om Shanti to other people, they won't understand the meaning of it at all. They sing great praise of the word Om. You understand the meaning, and so it is useless to keep saying Om Shanti. Yes, you can ask one another, are you in remembrance of Shiv Baba? When I ask the daughter, whom are you decorating, she replies, Shiv Baba's chariot. Just as there is the chariot of Hussein, so this is Shiv Baba's chariot. They decorate a horse. They don't understand the meaning of the horse. The souls of the founders who come to establish religions are pure. Old impure souls cannot establish a religion. You do not establish a religion. Shiv Baba does that through you, and he makes you pure. Those people do a lot of decoration, etc., on the path of devotion. Here, you don't like decoration. The Father is so egoless. He himself says, I come at the end of the last of this one's many births. At first, there will be Sri Narayan in the Golden Age. Sri Narayan will come even before Sri Lakshmi. He would be older. This is why Sri Krishna's name is praised. People praise Sri Krishna a lot more than they do Sri Narayan. They celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna. They don't celebrate the birthday of Sri Narayan. No one knows that Sri Krishna becomes Sri Narayan. The childhood name would continue. So-and-so took birth, and so they celebrate his birthday. This is why they only celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna. No one knows about the birthday of Sri Narayan. First of all, there is Shiva's birthday, and then Sri Krishna's birthday, and then Rama's birthday, etc. As well as Shiva, there is also the birth of the Gita. Shivbaba only comes at the end of this one's mini birth. He only enters a mature, experienced body. Everything is explained so clearly, and yet nothing enters anyone's intellect. The father says this knowledge disappears. Only when I come and give you this knowledge can you relate it. You children now know that you will become these deities accurately in the future. Baba had two or three types of visions. I will become this. I will become one with the crown. I will become one with the turban. He had visions of the kingdoms of 2 to 4 births. You can now understand these things. No one else in the world can understand these things. Yes, they understand that if they perform good actions, they will receive a good birth. You are now making effort for the future to become Narayan from an ordinary human. You know that you will claim that status. Those who continue to make effort to attain their Karmateet stage will experience greater happiness. You say, Baba, we will follow Mama and Baba, for only then will we be able to sit on the throne. You also need to understand how much service you do and how much happiness you maintain. When you remain happy yourself, you will be able to make others happy. If there is anything bad inside you, your conscience will continue to bite. Some come and tell Baba that they have a lot of anger inside them. I have this evil spirit in me. This is something to be concerned about. Do not allow any evil spirit to remain. Why should you become angry? Explain with love. Baba doesn't get angry with anyone. There is praise of Shiv Baba. Many sing useless, false praise. What do I do? I am told, come and purify the impure. Just as a doctor is told to come and remove someone's illness, he gives medicine or an injection because that is his job. That is not a big thing. They study in order to be able to do service. If they study more, they are able to earn more. The father doesn't have to earn an income. He inspires you to earn an income. The father says, you even call me the eternal surgeon. You have given me greater praise. The purifier cannot be a surgeon, like they say. That is just praise given to me. The father simply says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. That is all. My part is to explain this to you. Constantly remember me alone. The more you remember me, the higher the status you will claim. This is the knowledge of Raj Yoga. This is easy to explain to those who have studied the Gita. You are becoming worthy of worship, kings of kings. You will then become worshippers. You have to make effort. You are making the world pure. The status is so high. Each of you is giving your finger to lift this Iron Age mountain. It isn't that there really is a mountain. You now understand that the new world is to come and that you must therefore definitely study Raja Yoga. The Father comes and teaches you this. Become Seto Pradhan. When you explain to those who understood in the previous cycle, they like it and they say, what you are saying is right. Truly, the Father said, Man Manabhav. This is a Sanskrit term. The Father speaks in Hindi. Remember me. You now understand that you belonged to an elevated Dharma and that your actions were also elevated. This is why there is the praise, 16 celestial degrees full. You now have to become like that again. Check yourself to see to what extent you have become Sato Pradhan and pure. How much service do you do to change the residence of hell into the residence of heaven? Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Become as egoless as the father. While looking after your body, stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba. Become a helper of the Father in doing this spiritual service. 2. Don't allow any evil spirit to remain inside you. Never become angry with anyone. Interact with everyone with a lot of love. Follow the mother and father and claim the throne. Blessing. May you become an easy effort maker by knowing the meaning of the word swa. Swa, self, rat, chariot, and remain constantly in a constant and stable stage. Nowadays, the attachment that people have for one another is not out of love, but out of selfishness. There is attachment because of selfishness. And because of that attachment, they are unable to remain detached. Therefore, stabilize yourself in the meaning of the word swa. That is, first of all, sacrifice the chariot of yourself. When that swat, for the self, swat, also means selfishness, goes, you will become detached. By knowing the meaning of this one word, you will constantly belong to one and become constant and stable. This is easy effort. Slogan. When you stay in your angelic form, no obstacle can make an impact on you. Avyak signal. Complete purity is the decoration of you Brahmins. Constantly remain a decorated image. That is, remain stable in your pure form and play your hero part on this unlimited stage. Remain constantly Brahmachari, celibate, pure, so that no type of impurity, even in thoughts, disturbs your attitude. Any disturbance or mischief in your attitude will put a black mark on your register. Therefore, remain constantly celibate, even in your attitude. Om Shanti.